I was going to write about this yesterday but never had the time to do it. Now that I am here, I will make a short note of this subject with the amount of time that I have here. Where do I begin talking about transportation trends? I am not sure, but one thing is for sure is that fuel prices are not going to go down or decrease anytime soon due to inflation. What I am seeing though is that more people are buying motorcycles and other forms of transportation in order to offset the high prices they are paying at the pump, it seems, and it is not going to be any better. What else will I say about this? Well, I can also say that more people will be buying not only bicycles but electric bicycles too, just get around the city since they want to park their cars and maybe ride to work or to some social events that are close to where they live. So that I think will have some sort of effect on the auto industry and transportation industry as a whole. As I walk by this bicycle shop during my break hours while walking, I am seeing a lot of people in the store just looking at some bicycles to use for their transportation and getting around their communities. And don't get me started with more people taking buses, taxis and other cars such as limousines to work, since the companies that own them will be hit with the high costs of gasoline too, making the business owners think twice about keeping their prices the same all their lives because these vehicles do require gasoline too. So I would say that electric bikes and maybe motorcycles and scooters will be bought and used by most customers just to get around. But I wonder though if they will be able to use these modes of transportation if the weather doesn't cooperate. In other words, if it rains or gets cool or something.